I don't know. Has to be clarified. Thursday night.
Maybe it's a matana then. Maybe it's a matana, not a hefker. It's mafker it for whom? For anybody that's there? You have to pay an entrance fee? He's mafker it. You have to pay an entrance fee. I don't know if that's called a hefker then. He's mafker it for the people that pay the entrance fee. He's mafker it for... You pay an entrance fee. What do you mean? And then you pick the cherries and you take them home and you buy the cherries. What's the entrance fee for? So that's how he charges you for eating.
If I remember correctly,
the cherry picking charges you for entering? And they sell you cherries? For what? Why? And what's the purpose of that fee? Well, if they sell you cherries, he says, when you take home, you have to buy. So what's the fee for? To eat. I don't know. Is there a pamphlet? Is there a booklet? If you get a booklet. The question is it hefker? What do you eat? Is it hefker or is it a matana? Or is it that you pay for it thanks to the entrance? What's the halachic status of what you're eating? Are you eating mina hefker? Are you eating a matana? Or are you eating what you paid for in your entrance fee? If it's hefker, you don't have to take tumas and maizes.
It's
not. What you eat.
And if it's not hefker, you would eat.
Yeah. If it's a matana?
You had to bring it into the house to have these.
Yeah, but it's complicated. If you take three together, it's already a kliyus. It's already complicated.
One at a time, that would be okay.
What?
One and eating it would be okay.
One and eating it would be okay. Yeah. Yeah. One at a time, yeah. No, not if it's a sale. If he considers it in lieu of the money that you paid for the entrance fee, then mekach koveya, you can't even eat an achilas aroi. Now, maybe it's far-fetched to call it a mekach. But I don't know if it's an official matana. Matana is not koveya. Okay. If he gives you just permission to eat, you can eat one at a time for sure. If it's hefker, then it doesn't matter. So it sounds like you can for sure eat one at a time. It's doubtful that it's a mekach. He sells you what you take home. So it's not a mekach. So then you can eat for sure one. And if it's hefker, you have to take two more mitzvahs. Okay, we're in Brichas HaShachar. Just two points. I saw some interesting points. Women making Oizah Yisrael Begvura. It's on for that whole speech. Women making Oizah Yisrael Begvura. A woman doesn't have a din lahafsek ben libel erva, interestingly enough. Because a woman's erva is not begoli. So it's not considered. She has no. When we learned Hilchos Kriyas Shema, and we learned the din of that you have to have a hefzik ben libel erva to make a bracha, a woman has no din a hefzik ben libel erva, and she has no din to her yarmulke. So the question is, why does a woman make Oza Yisrael b'gura and Ota Yisrael b'sefara? So the pashta seems to be, you know, you could learn that if the bracha is on the minhag ha'olam, then the klal Yisrael, I mean, it's maybe the same teretz. Why do we say Yisrael on these two brachas? Because they're referring to specific attributes that klal Yisrael was given. The inyan of Kedusha, lahafzik ben libel erva, and the inyan of Yerushamayim, the yarmulke. So klal Yisrael were given those two special matonos, call it, that are reflected in the way they dress, so it makes sense to make a Brichas HaShachar on them. So you, kind of a woman, even if she's not those specific manifestations of these midos, but since she's certainly shaykh to these attributes, the idea of, I mean, the concept of lahafzik ben libel erva, meaning the upper part of your body, which is your koyach and your moyach, and what you accomplish and what you do, should be separated from the lower part of your body, which is arayas and going to the bathroom and all those things. That's the lower part of your body. So there should always be a separation between the two. So a woman certainly conceptually is having the two koshkin, v'koshkin, v'koshkin, yerashamayim. So there probably everybody's moider that, you know, even if you hold it, you only make the bracha. I mean, if you hold that, if the man doesn't put on a gartel that day, I mean, he always has to put on a gartel to make the bracha. And a chanami, those two things, l'chayre, that he always has to do. You can't say, so he'll always be making the bracha. Here probably everybody's moided that you can make the bracha al minig ha'olam, because it's for the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And she's certainly shayach to these two notions, to these two concepts, even if she doesn't have the particular manifestation of Ozer and Oter. So, okay, that's a point that I wanted to make. Okay. Now, we had about Matir Asurim and Zokef Kafufim. So Matir Asurim is the idea that, like, you're paralyzed the idea that Hashem gave you now the use of your limbs, the conscious use of your limbs, and you could move around, you're not paralyzed. And Zokef Kafufim is like a further, like, that's just the very idea, Matir Asurim, is that you're not like this, you know, you can move. And Zokef Kafufim is already that you're put together. You know, you could, you have a koma zakufa. The whole body, the structure, the whole structure of the body. So we have here in Siman Mem Vav Sif Hey, Im Kodam Uberach Zokef Kafufim Kodam Sheberach Matir Asurim Lo Yivarchena. Similarly to Sif Dalid, where we had that there's a problem. Some hold that there's a problem if you first say Shalom Asani Isha, so you can't go backwards because you've already Chol Masayim Mana, you've already thanked Hashem for the bigger Taiva, so you don't go back and thank Him for the smaller Taiva. So here also, so that's what we have in the Mishnah Berurah on Siv Aled, that if you say Shalom Asani Isha, some hold you can't go back and say Shalom Asani Goyim, Shalom Asani Yovet. There the Mishnah Berurah said, Harbe Acharinim Cholkin B'chol Zeh. What's the Pshat Cholkin B'chol Zeh? The Pshat is that when we make Bechas HaShachar, we're really enumerating Chasodim that Hashem does for us in the Teva Olam, and we're thanking Hashem for it. So in such a case, you wouldn't say B'chol Masayim Monah. In other words, there would be an inyan to be mefarate the toivus that Hashem does for you. Let's say Hashem, you know, Hashem saves your life. Sarkoni saves your life. You make a bracha, He saved your life, so you're not going to start enumerating that He gave you sight and He let you breathe. But there's a svara to say that you would. There's a svara to say that even though you thanked Hashem for the larger thing, Shalom Asani Isha, or in the case of our Sif, you said already Zokef Kafufim, which certainly includes in it the Matir Asurim. So, and that's why these Shitas hold you don't make the other brachas, but the Shitas that hold you do hold that by these brachas there's a specific inyan to be mefarate and to appreciate all the Tevis Hashem does. So then you wouldn't say B'chol Masayim Moneh. You'd say Adarabba. There's a mitzvah to specify. So even if you said already Zokef Kafufim, but you should realize that there's a specific thanks for Matir Asurim and then for Zokef Kafufim. If you just say Shalom Asani Isha, but you didn't zero in on Shalom Asani Goy. You didn't zero in on Shalom Asani Yovel. So that's the machloikas, it seems. Those who are machmir will call it machmir. Actually, they're being makel. They're saying you don't make the other brachas. So, there's two sets of brachas where the order makes a difference. Shalom Asani Goy of Elisha, where there's a sheet if you said Shalom Asani Isha first. You can't make the others because you've already said it all. And Shalom Asani Isha, you don't go backwards, you don't say less. And if you already said Zokef Kafufim, you don't say Matir Asurim. The Maisa of Mishnah Brura is not happy with the Shaloh Asani Isha idea. He says, Harbi Achreinim Chokin B'cholzeh, that you could make the other brachas. And here too in Sifhei, when he's talking about Zokef Kefufim, if he made Zokef Kefufim before Matar Asurim, that the Machaber says, some say Lo Yivarchena, and the Mishnah Brura Sifchof, Sifkotn Chof, indeed explains, Shekivin Shenosam Aydosh and Iskaf Lagamri, Zebachlal. The Matar Asurim is Chayim Liat Kishayoshe. Just the use of your limbs is already Matar Asurim. Then he says, here also the Eishchol Kimbezeh. Here too, some argue, the same idea. It's not enough to say, Zokef Kefufim, that includes everything. Because there's a specific toiva of Matar Asurim. And you should have to make a bracha over that specific toiva. But here also, Lamaisa Wimekil. Lamaisa Wimekil. Meaning, Mekil means we do not make the bracha again. That's by brachas. Mekil means you do not make the bracha over again. The Primogodim writes, the Tov Shayiri, you should see to it to be yotzei the bracha from someone else. It's that close a call in terms of the psak, who we paskin like. It's a very close call. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Primogodim, make sure you hear the bracha from someone else, and he should be motzi you. You stand in the hall and you catch the people as they come in to daven. You say, they'll think you were up all night. Wow. Because of our people, God, we told Sheir, Sheish Machakach Meach, our brother, the Yachavim Blatz, is the Yotze Mimonovshach. Okay. I don't know what Yotze Mimonovshach means. The Yotze. Yotze Mimonovshach. Yeah, okay. By the way, in Kabbalah's form, in case anyone's interested, there's a big hadgosha put on Bichas HaShachar and how that brings down certain hashpos from Shemayim, and they come up with a total of 18 because we say 16 and then Bichas HaTorah or Al-Matil Shadayim Al-Kai Neshoma, and it's very choshev. And the Ben Ish Chai and the Kafachayim, whenever you have a suffix brachas by the Bichas HaShachar, they push hard that you should have to make the bracha because it contains its own tzinor from certain hashpos. It's a big deal, Bichas HaShachar, a very big deal in the Sefer Kabbalah. It should be a big deal, Stamazoy. Okay, now we're going to learn some Mishnah Brura, which is really Hilchas Brachas. And it's a halachas about if you had the wrong bracha in mind when you started making the bracha. But he says it here because he knows people are always saying these. This is my speculation now. He knows you're always making the bracha when you're running to shul and you're not looking in a siddur. And you know that Nusach Sfardus Ashkenaz changes the order of Isli called Tzorki and Mechim Etzadei Gover and Reikar Salamoyim. So sometimes you get confused because of that. And then you stammer, you're saying it by heart because you're in a rush, you're running to shul. So he teaches you these halachas here. In B'Shoah Sh'omah Baruch Atah Hashem, you say him Zokef Kefufim, even if he did not say Matar Asurim yet. Avogad the Ozlo Yuchal Avorech Matar Asurim. Mikolish can be sure Bracha Shlo Yakpar Al Aseder Eli Yisayim Kamei Shechayim Tosh Yisku Hashem. We will be having a Mitzvah Hashem in a couple of years or months. Who knows? In Hilchos Brachas, that if you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem over, let's say, a cup of wine. And you thought it was water. And when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you meant to say Shakol Niyah B'dvaro, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. If you had the wrong bracha in mind when you went and made Hashem, when you said Hashem's name, but you ended the bracha correctly, you chapped, you're going to make a Adama, you're going to make a Eitz on pineapple. And then someone said to you, what's the matter with you? Pineapple's Adama, not a Eitz. And you made a simon to yourself, pine and apple are each a Eitz. But the simon's... But the simon's punfakert, like ain ribu yacharibu yalu lamait. So pine plus apple equals ha'adoma. So that should be your simon. And if you have trouble remembering which is your left and your right hand, I have a good simon for you also. Anybody have trouble with the right and left hand? It's a common thing. Yeah? Go like this. L is left. L. Go like this. There's only one L. You know what an L is. Go like this. Really? Then I can't help you. Anyway, so you're going to have an hilchos brachas that it doesn't matter b'dieved. If you had a mind barakat Hashem and you were going to end up shakol niyabedvaro, but you caught yourself and you ended up bar prayer gofen, you are yoytzi the bracha, even though b'shas haskaras Hashem you had the wrong bracha in mind. That's an hilchos brachas. That's b'dieved. The Mishnah Berurah is teaching us here that certainly lechatchila, if the shaykh you have a choice in the matter, you should complete the bracha with whatever you had in mind when you said baruch atah Hashem. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is a chiddush, that even though by doing so you're going to lose the matir asurim, when you said baruch atah Hashem, you had a mind to finish zokef kefufin, but that would lose you the matir asurim the way we pass it. Nevertheless, you should finish and say zokef kefufin. That's how strong the lechatchila dikadin is. But the Eved, Lamaisa, Yoytze, anyway. So strong is the Lechatchila Din that you should see to it to complete the Bracha with what you had in mind, B'Shas Baruch Atah Hashem, that's such a strong Din that you even do it at the expense of now losing the Bracha of Matir Asurim. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah Berurah. In B'Shas Yigiel Bikas Pekeach Ivrim, he said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he was up to Pekeach Ivrim, Baratzel Asayim Pekeach Ivrim, but by mistake, Siye Malbish Harumim. That's what came out of his mouth. It happens. Ubetoch kedei dibur nizkar v'siyim pekeach ivrim. So yesh yarmim di yotzim b'zei yedei birkas pekeach ivrim, because toch kedei dibur it's like a chazara. Ki b'zei okar siyumai horishoin. V'yeshem istapkin b'zei. Since Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, let's say, mal b'sharumim, is a valid bracha, so maybe it's not shayach the inyan chazora. Like, no chazora tachitei dibur, you made the bracha, it was a valid bracha. It's not like, amol, if you make the wrong bracha, you can take a bichayzim. You take an apple and you say, bar pri adoma, bar pri ayitz. That's fine. It's good, yaitzi. But that's because the bar pri adoma was a meaningless thing. But here, it's not meaningless, it's taka bracha, 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 bracha. So maybe there's no inyan chazora if this was valid. So that's a suffix. That's a big b'di'evet, but it's still a good example.
You can yotze with that bracha.
You mean, but there is no difference. I mean, okay, good. So you're going to make chreis. Yeah, thank you. Al-Kaponim, that's the point here, that there's no chazara because this was a valid thing. This, by the way, you run into these types of shailas by zecher and zecher. That's why it became very common to just say over the whole pasuk rather than just, you know, timchet. Like when I was a kid, they just said timchet zecher amalek. Timchet zecher is zecher amalek. Then they got a little frumma, they repeated the whole phrase. Now everybody's so frum, they repeat the whole pasuk. If you don't watch it, they'll be repeating the whole Pasha Zohar, so another couple of years. But it's the same issue, whether it's Shaykh and Inyan Chazara, when you want the first one to be valid. The first one is valid. You don't want to be oiker the first one. So that's the Shaila here. Avalim, Shosham Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Choshev Gamkin, Lesayim Al Besharumim, Baka Sesiyim Al Besharumim, Nizka Ktoch Tehibu Boma Pekeach Ivrim, Vechuli Alma Yoitze Yudei Birchus Mal Besharumim, Vechuzim Baruch Pekeach Ivrim, Kena Seyid Ma'akiv. That's certainly not a Chazara. That's certainly not a Chazara. If you always had a mind to finish with Mal Besharumim, and you did, except then you changed it. That's certainly called Mal Besharumim. Except for Matar Asurim and Zokev Kefufim, if he did Zokev Kefufim first and he took the deeper changed it to Matar Asurim, no, it's the same thing. So it blinds, like you said, Zokev Kefufim, and you can't make Matar Asurim anymore because you can't be Yiker. It's a valid bracha, so it's not Shaykh Linyan of Chazara. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying here. It's a chiddush maybe, but that's what he says. That if it has a validity in itself, that you can't be chayzer. Okay.